This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great nation that is fighting a great pandemic, making progress. Well, yeah, probably. Are we close to deliverance next month with a new vaccine? That was an item of controversy yesterday between the President of the United States and the man that he selected to be the head of the Centers for Disease Control, which, of course, is a federal project. That's Dr. Robert Redfield. Dr. Redfield testified before the Senate, and then after his testimony, the president disagreed with Dr. Redfield, his director of the CDC. We will get to that. We will also get to a statement by Joe Biden about the vaccine, and not a particularly controversial one, but a bland statement about the vaccine. But first, let me do something that I've been talking to you and promised to do, which is a flashback that shows you that every once in a while you have a politician who is just absolutely wrong. I mean, today you have fact checkers who can say, well, this is not exactly so, or this is overstated. I know some of the fact checking on President Trump's appearance on ABC, his town hall with George Stephanopoulos. Some of the fact-checking was on target, and some of it was a bit aggressive. I mean, the president said he had appointed 300 judges, and he's actually successfully appointed, I think it's 240. Okay, he exaggerated. Every once in a while, you have somebody like the Secretary of State of the United States, the Honorable John Forbes Kerry, speaking at the Brookings Institution in 2016. Listen to what he had to say. This is clip 08.
There will be no separate peace between Israel and the Arab world. I want to make that very clear to all of you. I've heard several prominent politicians in Israel sometimes saying, well, the Arab world's in a different place now. We just have to reach out to them and we can work some things with the Arab world and we'll deal with the Palestinians. No, 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 and no. I can tell you that reaffirmed even in the last week as I have talked to leaders of the Arab community. There will be no advance and separate peace with the Arab world without the Palestinian process and Palestinian peace. Everybody needs to understand that. That is a hard reality.
That is a hard and complete lie. Or let us put it more graciously, it is a completely wrong analysis, a completely incorrect prediction that has already been rebutted by the peace agreements, which are sweeping and wonderful, that were brokered by President Trump, peace agreements with the United Arab Emirates and with Bahrain. This is remarkable. And one of the things that I think is best about the whole tendency toward peace, and apparently Oman, Kuwait, Sudan, perhaps Morocco, are soon to follow suit, which is a whole clutch of Arab states. And when the Palestinians objected and they brought a resolution to the Arab League, just have the Arab League go on record, say, no, we disapprove of these peace agreements. The Arab League, 26 different nations, said, get out of here, you knuckleheads. Forget about it. No, we're not going to condemn nations that want to make peace. And the other message here is so potent and so powerful to the Palestinians. For anybody who has any sympathy with the Palestinians, this is good news, because it may encourage people like Abu Mazen, the president of the Palestinian Authority, reaching his 19th year of loyal service of his four-year term. They canceled elections, basically. Okay, he's 85 years old. he really needs to get on board the peace train. And part of the example should be these Arab Emirates, United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. Bahrain is a tiny country. It's 260 square miles. And yet it's a viable country. It's a member of the United Nations. The Palestinians in territory that has already been offered to them for their new state would have 10 times the land area of Bahrain. Really? It's close to 10 times that land area. And, of course, a much bigger population. And the idea that they would say no to that, when that is fairly clearly on offer, it was actually provided for in that deal of the century that was authored by Jared Kushner, who, after the success of these peace negotiations, people make fun of Jared Kushner. But you know what? Give the guy a break and give him some credit. On this one, he did well. Handling the coronavirus, that's a different sort of issue. First of all, there's something that President Trump said yesterday at the White House at his press briefing. This is clip 04, that is just a little bit misleading and untrue. Here's what the President of the United States had to say.
That's despite the fact that the blue states had tremendous death rates. If you take the blue states out, we're at a level that I don't think anybody in the world would be at. We're really at a very low level. But some of the states, they were blue states and blue state managed. And by the way, we would recommend they open up their states. I think it's very important that they open up their states.
Okay, that's the President of the United States. Now, leave aside opening up their states. That statement that if you take the blue states out, we'd be in a place where nobody's at. Okay, there's a statistics geek who collects all these statistics from, his name is Samuel Silver. And again, he's somebody who floods my inbox a little bit too much. But at the United States, first of all, is not doing so well. And we're not the worst in the world. But if you take the United States with the blue states included, we are near the top of the charts, right after Peru, Belgium, Spain, Chile, Brazil, United Kingdom, Britain, and then the United States. We're the worst in the world in terms of the number of deaths per million people. But what if you take those blue states out, like the president suggested? Well, Samuel Silver actually did that. He took the blue states out. They take out New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and the U.S. still ranks very badly. The U.S. ranks with 452 deaths per million, with the blue states in, we're at 604 deaths per million, so we're a bit worse. But we're still enormously worse than Canada, Switzerland, Germany, let alone Taiwan, Korea. We're right still down there toward the bottom with our number of deaths and of course, the number of cases. So what about the vaccine? And we all ardently wish for a vaccine. By the way, personally, I would want to get in line to get that vaccine right away when it's available. I really would. And again, assuming that when it becomes available, because we have a Center for Disease Control, because we have a National Institutes of Health, because we have what people call a deep state that actually could make sure that it was safe, I think it will be safe when it comes out. But there's an argument between the president and his head of the CDC, Dr. Redfield, and we'll play both sides. It's an argument about when the vaccine is going to be available and about what it will mean when it is available. We will get to that and to more. A governor proudly gives out some food to survivors of wildfires to show his support for them. The food they got not so great. It had a problem with it. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of the pandemic? I mean, come on, who isn't? I'll tell you, the combination of the pandemic and the unhealthy air and the smoky skies, I do anticipate, and they keep promising us that maybe tomorrow for the weekend, the smoky skies will clear up and you'll be able to go outside and go for walks again in your neighborhood. without the danger of getting your lungs damaged by very unhealthy air. And by the way, masks do nothing to protect you from the air quality. They do a great deal to protect you from COVID-19 infection. And that became an issue between the head of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, who's a genuinely good guy. He's one of those people you want working for him, for you. And Trump made a great appointment when we appointed Dr. Redfield in 2018. And Dr. Redfield went up to Capitol Hill yesterday and testified before a Senate committee. And Dr. John Kennedy, also a physician of Louisiana, asked him to be as specific as he could about a timeline for the availability of a new vaccine, something that we're all waiting for. Here's Senator Kennedy interrogating Dr. Redfield. Listen.
Tell me when you think we'll have a vaccine, as best you can, ready to administer to the public, Dr. Redfield.
Well, I think, as Dr. Cadillac said, I think there will be vaccine that initially be available sometime between November and December, but very limited supply and will have to be prioritized. If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter, 2021.
And so you think by the late second and third quarter, we will have started to vaccinate people?
I think that vaccination will begin in November, December, and then we'll pick up, you know, and it'll be in a prioritized way, those first responders and those at greatest risk for death. And then eventually that will expand. You know, there's about, it's hard to believe, but there's about 80 million people in our country that have significant comorbidities that put themselves at risk.
Right.
They have to get vaccinated. And then the general public.
Okay, that's Dr. Redfield. The timing of the vaccine, Jeff Merkley of Oregon, who is a terrible senator, and really one of the most liberal members of the Senate from Oregon, he unfortunately, the Republicans nominated another QAnon believer in Oregon, which doesn't give you much of a choice. Somebody who believes that the leading figures in our country, including Hillary Clinton and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, are all part of a secret society that worships Satan and drinks the blood of children and basically engages in pedophilia. Okay. Jeff Merkley of Oregon, this is clip 10, accuses Dr. Redfield of politicizing the timing. Listen.
You told governors to prepare for the distribution of COVID-19 vaccine on November 1st. It escapes no one's perspective that you're deliberately laying it out 2 days before the election. Who in the administration asked you to choose that particular date?
No one, sir.
You just chose it on your own political motivation to try to influence the election in this manner? And what happened to science driving decisions?
There was no political interest in it whatsoever. It was actually prepared by our subject matter experts because we wanted to get to the point of realizing that vaccine may be available. We don't know when. And we wanted the governors to be able to not have red tape interfere with the distributor, McKesson, from setting up their distribution sites. I will argue that the thing that I was most concerned of, and my subject matter experts were, who actually generated the letter, which I signed, was that the worst thing that could happen is we had vaccine delivered and we're still not ready to distribute. But I can tell you there was absolutely no political thinking about it. You could say in retroactive somebody should have thought a little more political, but there was no political intention whatsoever.
Okay, and it seems to me that that is almost surely the case, because his basic answer about when the vaccine would be widely distributed and generally available is not until next year. He said second or third quarter, so sometime after March, maybe April, maybe May of next year, if we're lucky. And President Trump didn't like that answer, and this is clip 12. He basically disagreed with his own appointment as director of the CDC. Here's the president at his press conference yesterday. Listen.
Earlier today, Dr. Redfield confirmed that it looked like November, December, the first doses would be able to be distributed. But then he said that the vaccine for the general public likely would not be available until probably next summer, maybe even early fall. Are you comfortable with that timeline?
No, I think he made a mistake when he said that. It's just incorrect information. And I called him, and he didn't tell me that. And I think he got the message maybe confused. Maybe it was stated incorrectly. No, we're ready to go immediately as the vaccine is announced. And it could be announced in October. Could be announced a little bit after October. But once we go, we're ready. As you know, Pfizer's making this, they're taking a tremendous financial risk, and they're spending billions of dollars on actually making this vaccine. They're in a stage where they're actually making it because they feel very confident as to the results. They'll be announcing their results fairly soon. And no, he's that's incorrect information.
He was clear in the way he
said
it.
Yeah, well, I think so, but I don't think he means that. I don't think he, when he said it, I believe he was confused. I'm just telling you, we're ready to go as soon as the vaccine happens.
Okay, right after President Trump disagreed with him and said he was incorrect, he was confused, Dr. Redfield tweeted that I am committed to the importance of vaccines and the importance in particular of a COVID-19 vaccine. A COVID-19 vaccine is the thing that will get Americans back to normal everyday life. And he didn't back down from his testimony about vaccines availability to the general public. In other words, I don't think there's any question that Dr. Redfield is right. And he's talking about the need to give the vaccine first to first responders and people who are dealing with our medical care system and then to people with specific vulnerabilities. Mr. Trump said he continues to have confidence in Dr. Redfield despite the vaccine remarks and his testimony that masks are an effective antidote to the coronavirus. And at the Senate hearing, Dr. Redfield held up a mask and said it is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine because the immunogenicity of the maybe 70%. And if I don't get an immune response, the vaccine is not going to protect me. This face mask will. He repeated that message in his tweet.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill still working on a new coronavirus relief package. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying the president is willing to negotiate.
Well, he was certainly willing to embrace the $1.5 trillion number that was put out in the last day or so. It really depends on what the priorities are.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Democratic Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, says Democrats are willing to play ball as well.
We want to have an agreement, and we will stay until we have an agreement.
Democrats hoping for a $2.5 trillion plan. Meanwhile, Republicans have said they will go up to a $1.5 trillion plan. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is taking part in a town hall on CNN starting at 8 o'clock Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On the Michael Medved show, COVID-19 statistics are tragic. There's no other way to look at it. If you look at the approach of 200,000 Americans dying before their time, and yes, it's true, many of the people who have died from COVID-19 are people above the age of 60. Most of them, the great majority, are people above the age of 60. But if you happen to be above the age of 60, it doesn't mean that you're ready to die or to get sick or to be impaired for the rest of your life, however long that is. There's an alarming headline in the Washington Post, and I want to try to put it into context, because for a lot of people, you see something like this, you hear it on cable news, and you just get the headline without looking into the story. The headline says, COVID-19 kills far more Hispanic, black children than white ones. And the lead in the article by William Wan says the coronavirus is killing Hispanic, black, and American Indian children at much higher numbers than their white peers, according to federal statistics released Tuesday. The new number is the most comprehensive U.S. accounting to date of pediatric infections and deaths. Show there have been 391,814 known cases. And how many deaths of young people younger than 21? And again, I was sort of surprised that they were using a statistic of younger than 21 rather than when you say children. I mean, you don't usually think of somebody who's 18 years old, who's able to be drafted, who's able to serve in the military, who's able to vote. You don't think of that individual as a child. But for the purpose of these statistics, he is. How many people have died who are under 21 in the United States total? 121. Okay. That's a remarkably low number. And nowhere in this article do they remark on that. They do tell you the percentages. the big losers among people under 21 who die of COVID-19, 45% were Hispanic, 29% black, and 4% American Indian. And they make the point that if you take those three groups, Hispanics and blacks and American Indians, that represents a total of 41% of the U.S. population. But of those under 21 who died of COVID-19, it's three quarters of those deaths. Now, why are Hispanics so grossly overrepresented? And nobody knows. But they also have this mystery about Hispanics generally, where it does serve to rebut some of what people believe about systemic American racism. It's everywhere, it's disadvantages, it's crushing, it's a burden. Hispanics have a longer life expectancy, despite these bad numbers with COVID-19, than white people do. They do, and it's significant. It's a difference of almost 3 years in life expectancy. Hispanics have a higher life expectancy than whites. And yes, whites have a somewhat higher life expectancy than blacks. But does anyone believe, for instance, that these numbers that they're giving out with such horror at the Washington Post, that's all based on racism? Given the fact that about double the number, almost double the number of Hispanics died as black young people died, does that mean that racism against Hispanics is twice as bad as racism against blacks? I mean, the whole way of thinking, and the whole exaggeration here, because this number is so small, 121 people in the entire pandemic out of 200,000, 121 are below 21 years old. That doesn't mean that you can't get the disease. There are almost 400,000 young people who have. But it means you're very unlikely to die from it. And that, it seems to me, should be good news. Unlikely to die unless you accept an apple from Jay Inslee. Jay Inslee is the governor of Washington. He is cruising to re-election. The Republicans, again, in the state of Washington, nominated someone who, how do you put it? I think he's going to face a very, very tough uphill fight, Lauren Culp, who is the only member of the police force of Republic Washington, which is in Ferry County. It's a town he's a policeman for, is less than 2,000 people. In any event, he's running against Jay Inslee. Jay Inslee delivered some food to wildfire survivors last week in the eastern part of the state. Here is the way that's reported in clip 6 from Q13 Fox News. Listen.
Governor Inslee is responding to a bit of bizarre developments out of Douglas County. Earlier today, the county posted pictures of these apples, which Inslee brought from the governor's mansion in Olympia. Now, when he visited the northeastern part of the state this weekend, that's where these apples were. Douglas County says, unfortunately, they tested positive for apple maggot larva in one of the towns that the governor visited. Now, they're trying to figure out where all of those apples went in order to try to contain those pests. The governor released a statement last hour saying, quote, last week, Trudy and I wanted to express comfort for the community suffering from these devastating fires. And when I visited some of these areas, I took some apples that we picked from our tree in Olympia. We regret this mistake. This is a good reminder of the importance of awareness around apple quarantine. We appreciate the Washington State Department of Agriculture's efforts to help recover these apples, and we are assisting to help make that happen.
Okay, this is not exactly an election-jarring scandal, but it's bad. I mean, if you're the governor of the state, you're trying this nice gesture of giving out apples to wildfire survivors. It's nice. Not so nice when the apples turn out to be maggot-infested. President Trump, meanwhile, hoping to boost football. And yes, he has been identified with football, not the political correctness part. This is from his press conference yesterday, clip 07, Jeremy.
Big Ten football just announced, as you know, that their schedule, they announced the schedule, and it's going to be great, important to have. I want to recommend that the Pac-12 also get going, because there's no reason why Pac-12 shouldn't be playing now. And perhaps they'll start with, at least partially, I had recommended today to Kevin and others that maybe you want to start off with 25% of the stadium, or maybe you want to start off with empty. I don't know. If it's, I think they could have fans go, frankly, but they want to be careful. They want to be safe, and they will be safe. They've got a very good testing process for the players, coaches, families, etc. And so I just want to congratulate Big Ten. It's going to be great. We're going to love watching that. And again, I want to recommend Pac-12. You're the only one now. Open up. Open up, Pac-12. Get going. Said the same thing to Big Ten, and they did. And now I'm saying it to Pac-12. You have time. You really have time right now. Get going.
Okay. I'm sure there are a lot of fans who agree with him. Look, one of the things about the president is he doesn't really get to determine whether the Pac-12 gets going and reintroduces football games, which, of course, lots of people would love to see. But I do think that there are probably many Americans who find it endearing that he expresses himself so freely on material like this. Somebody else who expresses himself freely about every controversial issue you can imagine, particularly religious issues, is running for president. And, yep, he's on the ballot in a number of key states. Is he serious about winning? There's a fascinating interview with presidential candidate and the proud nominee of the birthday party. I'm talking Kanye. Kanye West. Will he be a serious factor in this campaign? Really? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Just a reminder, before the weekend, and we're going to be here tomorrow, we have some of the most controversial movies of the year to review. I mean, really controversial, which we will be covering, including that film Cuties. But I'll tell you something that is kind of cute and kind of neat, is you can find out about the miracle of Israel's high-tech revolution for free, no obligation at all. Just sign up for getting information from our crowd, which is part of the Startup Nation. And this is deep background. It also will let you know about some opportunities that could be there for you. And check it out. No obligation, no cost. Go to michaelmedved.com. It only takes a very few minutes, and it's completely free. And find out about this revolution with new companies that have been successfully developed and then sold to the likes of Intel and Nike, Microsoft, Oracle, and more. Go to the Our Crowd banner. That's Our Crowd at MichaelMedved.com. Okay, somebody who's probably not that interested in our crowd is Nancy Pelosi. This is just amazing. Last week, before the peace deals were consummated on Tuesday, the deals with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, Nancy Pelosi said this to Wolf Blitzer on CNN. Basically, she suggested that President Trump was using the peace deals as a distraction. Actually, I think the peace deals are, in fact, more important than that. Shame on you, Nancy. Now, that doesn't mean she deserves getting the poop on her driveway. Apparently, a protester was protesting something, pooped on a driveway in San Francisco. Of course, that's like many driveways in San Francisco, which is totally overrun by the homeless population. Mystery pooper, as yet at large. It probably wasn't Kanye West, because he hangs out in Cody, Wyoming, and he hasn't really left. But there's a great big report on his presidential campaign as the proud nominee of the mighty birthday party. He's on the ballot in a number of key states, including Minnesota and Iowa and Colorado, all going to be hotly contested. Kanye West wants to bring back prayer in schools, says the article by Maggie Haberman in the Times, give more government support to religious groups, and has even asked his campaign staff to refrain from fornicating, and that's a word he uses, outside of marriage. Mr. West, the billionaire hip-hop artist and fashion mogul turned Christian revivalist, is not running for president, he says. He is walking. He entered the race late, and he's not going to make the ballot in states, including Florida, Texas, and Michigan. But he will be on the ballot in states like Colorado, Minnesota, and Iowa. Some Democrats fear he could be a spoiler, even if his political appeal is minuscule. Third-party candidates don't need that many votes to make an impact, as Jill Stein showed in 2016 and Ralph Nader in 2000. There's very little question, and you can do the math, that if Jill Stein, the candidate of the Green Party, had not done so well, she got almost 2% of the vote, Trump would not be president because she was appealing directly to Hillary voters. The hope here is that Kanye will appear to voters who are black and young. And those are voters who might otherwise be prepared to vote for Joe Biden or inclined to vote for Joe Biden. In calls and texts with the New York Times and in other recent commentaries, Kanye West made clear he believes he will become president eventually. But he did say that he wasn't at all sure that he would become a president eventually, but said almost nothing about what he actually wanted to do if elected. Indeed, Mr. West's curio candidacy has confused many fans and voters alike. His party is called the Birthday Party. His first piece of campaign art included photographs of that well-known populist Anna Wintour, the editor of Vogue, and of the actress Kirsten Dunst. Kirsten Dunst said she was puzzled. "What's the message here?" she tweeted. "And why am I part of it?" She apparently is not a supporter of Mr. West. An inescapable element of Mr. West's candidacy is his bipolar disorder, writes the Times, which he has spoken about in the past. His wife, Kim Kardashian West, opened up about it for the first time days after Mr. West's only campaign appearance so far in South Carolina, during which he broke down sobbing, writing on Instagram. His wife called him a brilliant but complicated person who has to deal with pressure and isolation that is heightened by his bipolar disorder. I am sure he is well medicated for that. Look, one of the things that has happened with the West campaign is he's gotten a lot of support from Republican activists and some Republican consultants. Because a variety of allies and supporters of President Trump are working on the ground to advance his campaign, many Democrats view his candidacy as a dirty trick by Republicans, a notion that Mr. West has rejected. Still, in a year in which the president is working to undermine confidence in the election process, Mr. West's candidacy is one more point of uncertainty. And many Republicans, including Mr. Trump, appear confident he will siphon votes from Joseph R. Biden Jr., the Democratic nominee, through his appeal, though his appeal could be blunted by some of his conservative positions. And then it points out, in discussions, the topic he brought up most was his opposition to abortion. Okay, he's very concerned about abortion, and he wants to offer money, and lots of it, government money, to girls who will avoid abortion. Mr. West renewed questions about his behavior after tweeting a video in which someone appeared to urinate on a Grammy statuette, referring to himself as Baby Putin. And in a tweet that was removed by Twitter, posting the phone number of a top magazine editor whom he called a white supremacist. A number of consulting firms are advising his candidacy. Mercury Public Affairs, a prominent bipartisan New York political consulting firm, played an organizing role, though the firm was dismissed last month and was reluctant to discuss the matter. He spent $7 million on his own campaign. And I'm not sure how many votes that $7 million provides. If there is anyone out there who is a supporter of Kanye West for president, no, I'm serious about this, please give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We'll give you some time on the air tomorrow, because really he is the only recognizable person. I don't think anybody knows Joe Jorgensen, who is running for president of the United States on a third, fourth, fifth party ticket. The other people, there's a former coal mine owner in West Virginia named Don Blankenship, who finished, I think, fourth in a Senate primary. He's running for the Constitution Party. But West is by far the best known minor party candidate. And if anyone supports him, we'll give you some airtime. You can call up and set that up. Meanwhile, one of the big new movies that is renting right now, it's available for streaming, is called Rent a Pal. West is trying to buy votes, but can you buy a pal, or at least rent one? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In a deeply creepy new film set in 1990, a lonely guy who lives in mom's basement tries to use the then primitive technology of video dating to make a meaningful human connection. It's called Rent-A-Pal, now streaming on multiple platforms.
David, I'm 40 years young. I live with my mother. I'm looking for a deep connection.
Well, the only connection he makes is with a peculiar video of Will Wheaton talking into the camera and pretending to be the best friend of anyone who watches. The movie manages to become deeply disturbing, even horrifying, with special emphasis on an aging mother suffering deeply from dementia. Before its conclusion, some of the excessive and grotesque violence also qualifies as demented. Definitely a proposition only for adults with very strong stomachs. 2 stars for Rent-A-Pal, a distinctly unfriendly proposition. The movie has nightmarish images. We're going to be reviewing 2 other movies that are deeply controversial, The Devil All the Time and Cuties, both on Netflix. We'll be reviewing them tomorrow. We'll also be talking about remote learning, which also has its nightmarish aspects. Is it a disaster? We'll be talking to a commentator who says, yep, it sure is. That and much more coming up Friday next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.